We are so inundated with what to eat and what not to eat. You may be wondering if being vegan or paleo is better for your body. Like, how many calories is really in this salad? Oh, don't mention the sugar content in the dressing. Wouldn't it be nice to just eat what you wanted and not worry about counting calories? Could you really live a life without counting calories? In today's episode, we're going to talk about how to lose weight without counting calories. You're going to learn strategies and how-tos on how to truly start shedding some pounds without being consumed with counting calories. So, grab your smoothie or a cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. Hey there! Welcome to Conversations with Hikini, author and creator. This podcast is all about learning how to live in time, sharing mindful tips on homeschool, wellness, and making money online. Learning how to be confident and comfortable in your own skin. Mindful living one day at a time. Are you ready to create the life that you want? A goal without a plan is just a dream. So grab your smoothie or a cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. Hey there. So, this topic is a little controversial. You know, if you've been following me for a while, you know I like to add some little controversial pieces in here. And with that, when I record these podcasts, I try to do little to no edits within the actual podcast. So you may hear some little, I don't know, bloopers or me stumbling over my words, trying to say the right word, I may say the wrong word. I try to leave all that in there because I want this to be a natural conversation. So, and a lot of times too, most of my podcasts have been recorded outside to hear birds and everything. I just didn't feel like going out, putting on anything today. So I am actually sitting down on the floor recording this podcast. So, like I mentioned, we're so inundated on what to eat and what not to eat. And you may be wondering whether or not a certain eating lifestyle is better for your body. And you're always worrying about what is really in these different food items that you are eating. So I ask you again, wouldn't it be nice to just eat what you wanted and not worry about counting calories? And could you really live a life without counting calories? So I want to just give this disclaimer. What I am saying is not here. I'm not here to treat or cure or fix you, anything like that. This is mainly education for educational purposes only. Always check with your healthcare provider, whoever that may be. And don't take my word for it. Google, DuckDuckGo, they're great search engines to go find out whatever information is needed. As Mark David, founder for the Institute for the Psychology of Eating, explains, caloric theory assumes that the body is this perfectly predictable input-output combustion calorie burning machine. That was a lot. Did you know that every person burns calories at a different rate? We all have a different resting metabolic rate. So what if you focus on just getting satisfaction out of your meal? What if you just learn what truly nourishes your body? Be free to eat today. That's what I want you. I want you to be free to eat. And we're going to talk about different strategies and how-tos on truly start to shed some pounds without being consumed with calorie counting. Now, don't take my word for it. This is not an end-all. These practices are based on the research that we've learned through the Institute for the Psychology of Eating and also through clients that have lost weight. So this isn't an end-all. Everybody's body is different. Everyone's flow will be different. So it may not work for everyone. So this is for something for you to try, just like everything. Everything is an experience. Your life is an experience. So this is just another thing that you can try to add to your toolkit and see if it works. If it works, oh yeah. If it does not, you know, you, as always, you always try something different. But at least you're taking your body out of the low-level stress response. You're taking your body out of the stress response that it's in. Because when you are so caught up on counting calories, you're putting your body in a low-level stress response. And so your body scientifically can't work in its optimal state when your body is stressed. It's going to hold on to the weight instead of let it go. Now, let me be clear. Again, there's no magic pill and there isn't a magic formula. I just want to simply introduce you to another way. I want to give you these tools to start living and loving and transforming your relationship with food. Now, if you have never heard of my podcast or have never tuned in to what I am doing, my name is Hikini. I'm a wife and a homeschool mom of two super sweet children. I love to eat. I'm a foodie at heart. I love eating good food, trying new restaurants, and I just like making new recipes and testing them out. I like taking foodie pics. I like doing all those things. My sister calls me Google because I am the go-to person for the latest food research and good eats. So, like, as long as I can remember, I've always loved staying up to date with healthy living, and I put that in quotes because it looks different to everyone. And just helping others find their healthy lifestyle, whatever that looks like. So for over a decade now, I've been helping people with their challenges like food allergies, weight loss, body image, meal planning, and this is just to name a few. So as a mind-body eating coach, I've always helped women get to the root cause of their eating challenges so they can start loving themselves, enjoying their life, and transforming their relationship with food. And mainly now I do that a lot just through my podcast now. If that's something you're interested in as far as with a one-on-one, I don't do a lot of one-on-ones right now since after the pandemic, just because now my time is really limited. I mean, I know we're kind of still in the pandemic, but I think a lot of things changed over the last year or so. But if you are interested in something that's more of a one-on-one, you can reach out to me. My contact information is on my blog, howtoliveintime.com, and it would be by application only. So eating starts in the mind and affects how you see yourself and your eating rhythm. So it is time for you to take control of your eating, to transform you. It starts with you. Transformation starts with you. So let's get into this. Now, how to lose weight without counting calories. I line all the strategies and tips in a guide that I created. It's called How to Lose Weight Without Counting Calories Starter Guide. And so I will have a link also where you can actually get that. You just put in your email address and then you'll be able to download that at your leisure. So one thing on how to lose weight without counting calories is to first decide to celebrate now. Now, even though you may have a timeline of when you want to reach a specific goal, you start getting excited that you're beginning your transformation. So you gotta get excited now, right at the moment, even if it hasn't happened. It hasn't happened yet. You gotta put your body in that mode of celebration. The second thing is, if you only have about 30 minutes to eat lunch, bringing your meals to work will save you time and stress. So these are for the people that have gone back to work. So you may have a limited amount of time. It may be more traffic now because a lot of people now are at home and they may be out more during the day, just going wherever. So you may only have a few minutes to eat your lunch. So preparing your meals beforehand, and I'll leave a link in the actual notes on my website because I've talked about this, how you can get those meals prepared, and you got a guide, a tool, a template that can help you with that meal planning. So I got you covered all the way around. So I'm telling you, I've done a lot of different things over the years. It's been very helpful. So you have a timeline of how to get you from A to to Z. So there's no excuses for you. So if you say, I don't have any recipes, I got you. I got you covered on how to get the recipes and your meal planning tip template. That'll be provided for you. Get that link just in case you missed that podcast. So for those who are at home and working from home, come on. You got to plan for that meal. You got to plan for it. If you are fixing your children's meals for lunch, if they're going back to school now, that's the time where you need to be fixing yours as well. I shared this with one of my clients one time. She is a snacker, and she said she didn't have a lot of time to really prepare things for herself, but she takes the time to prepare for her kids. Now, I know she has to. Being a mom, you got to prepare food for your kids. But at that time, she already has multiple children. Just pretend you're the fourth or the fifth, whatever, and you plan your meal as well, like with the kids. And so that was just a little light bulb just went off. She was like, oh, okay. See, it's just sometimes you're just giving people a little nudge. It's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new under the sun. Sometimes they need to be reminded of things that are practical and may seem simple. A lot of times we're not thinking along those lines because we have so much going on. So time is another way of how you can lose weight without counting calories, because you're adding that time. You're making time to actually eat. Because when you don't eat, when you're skipping meals, guess what's happening? You're putting your body in a starvation mode. So it's going to hold on to whatever food it can hold on to. So number three, cook more of your meals. Like I said, bring your meals to work. You want to cook more, not just getting some frozen meals, you're bringing them to work. You want to actually cook. You're putting yourself more in the driver's seat. You're actually fixing some things, finding out where the food comes from. There are so many local farms out there now. You can connect with a local farm. I know where we are, we have local farms. They have subscription programs where you can get a subscription box, get your food delivered the next day, the meats. And then we have our produce that's delivered, and they come from different local farms areas. There's ways you can get food. There's no excuse. There's so many online subscription services where you can get fresh food to your doorstep. You have to carve out that time, not just bringing your meals, frozen meals to work, but cooking them, getting them seasoned good, knowing where they're coming from, knowing where the food is coming from. Purchasing local, purchasing in season. So number four is eat a variety of foods. A lot of times your body can get used to the same old thing that you're eating. So start making your plate colorful and crunchy. Increasing more raw fruits and vegetables can help detox your body, because you need that when you're trying to lose weight. And this can add a greater digestive benefits. It can help decrease the inflammation that's in your body. Also, adding clean meals. If you eat meat, adding clean meats to the table as well. It's a great way to add variety. And guess what? Mixing things up a bit can aid you in your weight loss process. And it readies your body to start shedding those pounds. So your body is getting used to, sometimes they can get used to the same things. You need to switch it up a little bit. Do something different. Shock your body a little bit. And they're like, oh, it's like, okay, she has something new for me. Some raw foods. Let's add those in. Oh, let's help detox. Let's push all those toxins out. This is nothing new, you guys. I'm just showing you things that are already readily available for you that you may have missed. And maybe you just keep things so complicated, you don't even think about these things. Now, there are several more things that are listed on how to lose weight without counting calories. I have at least, almost 10 more ways. I'll share one more with you, but you can catch all of these in the starter guide of how to lose weight without counting calories. So one of my favorites, and I'll share this one, meditation, affirmation, and or prayer. Start your day getting your energy centered and elevated. A mind shift starts a weight shift. Let me repeat that. A mind shift starts a weight shift. You got to get your mind right. We used to say this as a teenager. Got to get your mind right. Got to get your mind right. Got to get your mind right. I don't know if it was a song or something. I don't know. But that always stuck with me. You got to get your mind right. So you got to get your mind shifting in order to see yourself at that lower weight. However many pounds you need to lose, you know, whether it's medically the doctor's telling you or it's just something personally that you want to do just because you want to. Now, how does all this fit into mindfulness? Because we're talking about weight loss, right? We're talking about shedding some things. You're learning how to lose weight more mindfully because you're paying attention. You're paying attention to what you're doing. You're giving your body that attention that it needs because you're providing nourishment. You're cooking more. You're taking your, you're preparing your meals for lunch. You're doing all these things. You're changing your mindset most of all. And time, you're deciding now is the time I'm going to do this. And it's all about being present. Being present, being there with your plate, being present. And we get more into that with this guide that you need to get. Also, there is a cheat sheet included with the guide, so you can always see what you need to do next. What can I focus on right now? And you can just check it off, and then focus on something else. So what's to come? Unlimited tips, strategies, and hacks, great support and ideas to continue your transformation. So this is something that you're interested in. Like I said, there will be a link in the show notes. Once you click the link in, if you view this or listen to this through Apple Podcasts or any of the 13 platforms, there is always a link. It takes you to my website, show notes, and you'll find the link for the starter guide. It'll be very big, clear as day, and it's something that you want to move forward with. You would get that guide, and you're able to ask me questions. So if it's something that you need, all you have to do is hit reply. And I check my email, so you can ask any questions that you need to ask and get the support that you need. All right, until next time, nutrition is more than what you eat and the weight that you carry. Talk to you soon.